This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Negative. Stay tuned and focused and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Your people, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your power and your peace. Father, look upon each one of us in our individual way, Lord God, and that you would see us down the path of righteousness, that you would guide our footsteps, and that you'd hold our hand as we travel this journey. Father, we pray that you touch our hearts and minds, that you will arrange us in the way that is pleasing unto you, God. Father, I pray that you add a blessing of peace and joy into the life of everyone that is here on today. Father, I pray that you give me clarity of thought and precision of speech. Let us, Lord God, let my tongue be as the pen of a ready writer. Let the hearts of the hearers be the tablet in which I shall write upon the word of faith. The word of God that brings healing, deliverance, power, peace, and prosperity to all those that hear and believe it. Father, we thank you now. We thank you for our friends, family, visitors, and this church family. We thank you, God, that you've brought us together once again to bless us, to impart a spiritual thing and a spiritual gift unto us. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word that sustains and strengthens us, your Holy Spirit that guides and gives to us what belongs to you. Thank you for the blood that covers, cleans, cures, and it connects us to you. We thank you, Lord God. And we give you glory, Father. Father, we want you to have your way in this service. Do your will, however you want to do it. Father, as I talk, you tell the people what you have to say. We give you glory now, and we praise you. After you've healed and delivered and set free and you've blessed us and you've carried us into a place that you want us to be, after we've latched onto your will, we'll give you glory and praise and honor you. And we'll join it with the many-winged seraphim, the many-eyed cherubim that chant and declare one to another that you are holy. You are holy, God, and your glory fills the earth. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want to use for a thought. Why hell can't prevail against us. Amen. Tell your neighbors a neighbor. Did you know that hell cannot prevail against us? Amen. You included yourself in the church. Amen. But you got some people trying to build the church. And they're trying to build it off what somebody else says. They're trying to build it off what they think they ought to do. They're trying to build it off. They try to go and they try to see what they can get, who they can get to come to church. You know what? Jesus is the chief shepherd. Not only that, he's our all in all. He is the architect of the church. He's the builder of the church. And look at this. When we think about a person who's built a building, when they build that building, that person gets credit for it, and the glory of that person is in that building. They can look back and say, man, look at that they built. The person who built the Eiffel Tower, they still talk about him. Come on and say amen. If Jesus builds it, we ought to still be talking about Jesus. I wish I had somebody. When not only that, he says, I build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We need to quit worrying about it. And let me tell you something. I'm almost to the point that I've had it up to maybe here, with people that always glorify what the devil has done. The devil done this, and the devil done that, and the devil, and I'm thinking, what have God done for you? Why we always got to talk about we fought the devil? Why are we fighting the devil, and all we have to do is speak at his name, at the name of Jesus, demons fear and tremble. So why we continue to fight? He said, you don't need to fight in this battle. This battle is not yours. It's the Lord. What did they do? They went out and praised God. I got to get God in this. I got to get God in my situation. So let me let go of my fighting and let me try and get God in this by praising. We need to know the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. Whatever holds you strongly, you need to start worshiping God because that's a weapon. Praise is a weapon. The word is a weapon. I wish I had somebody here. But we too busy battling and fighting and toiling. The devil had me up all night. No. We're going to have to stop him from keeping you up all night. He most of the time do it all Saturday night. He don't bother you Monday through Friday. He don't bother you none of those times. But Saturday night, he mess with you and keep you up Saturday so that you can be grouchy on Sunday, not feel like church on Sunday. I wish I had somebody here. Oh, yeah, we got to quit letting the devil keep us up on Saturday night. And we got to say Saturday night belongs to the Lord too. And since the Lord is his night, I'm going to spend my time with the Lord, and let's see what the devil does then. You need to know that if God is present, then the devil can't be present at the same time, because he knows that God knows what he's up to. So God puts him to flight. That's why he says to us that one could put 1,000 to flight, but 2, 10,000. Who I got working with me? I have the Holy Ghost with me. Oh, come on. He's the comforter. He's the paracletos, which means the one that comes alongside to help me when I couldn't help myself. I wish I had somebody here. He helps me to forgive when I couldn't forgive. He helps me to let go and let God. Come on. He helps me to be able to give God praise when I don't feel like it, because something on the inside of me say I need to be praising God instead of moping. I need to be praising God instead of complaining. I need to be praising God instead of calling people, telling them what all I'm going through. I need to just praise God until I feel better. I need to just praise God until I make it through my storm. Because if I stop in my storm, then I'm sure to get drenched. But if I keep on moving, I'm sure to come out of this storm. If I keep on moving, I can finally look back and see the clouds all behind. Do I have any witnesses here? Verse 19. We got to understand this. Before I go to verse 19. He said the gates of hell should not prevail. The setting here is Caesarea Philippi. And Caesarea Philippi visited there. There's what they call the Pantheon. And it's a place for all of these paganistic gods. It's a place for all of for Zeus and for Hercules. And I mean, just all of these pagan gods. Pan, P-A-N. It's a place for all of them. They have, and it's carved out of a rock. It's carved out of a rock. And it's funny how Jesus used this at the time when he was at the Pantheon. And right on the left side of all these gods that's carved out of a rock, and their places for them that was in the rock, this was the place where all of these pagans would come and worship. And right beside it on the left side, there was a place called the Gates of Hell. It was a huge cave that people were afraid to go into because they thought that that was the gate to hell. And what they would do every year, they would take a girl about 13 years old, a virgin girl, and they would kill her and sacrifice her to the gods. It was a bloody, evil place. But Jesus took them there to let them know that we can come here and we can leave. We can come here, and I'm going to let you know that this rock that they've got built up here, he said, I'm going to build my church upon a rock. I'm going to build my assembly upon a rock. But guess what? He said, and the gates of hell. And not only the gates of hell, but all these other gods. The world system will not be able to prevail against it. And we keep complaining about what the world is doing. Jesus just said the gates of hell. That means the government of this world system, because you know that the devil is the god of this world. Jesus even said the god of this world, the prince of the air, the god of this world coming, he has nothing in me. And so the government of this world cannot prevail against us. The world government, the evil demonic forces, the principalities, the power, the evil wickedness in high places will not prevail against the church. I don't care what anybody tells you, the gates of hell can't prevail. Because we are the church, amen? And so what happens is he tried to get into the church by giving people wrong ideas. False teaching, false, come on and say amen, and cause them to cleave to false religion and begin to do religious activities that does not lead them to a relationship with God. And that's what happens. He builds up falseness so that when you see the falseness, you won't recognize because it looks right. It looks righteous. It looks good because it's religious. But if that religion does not lead you into a relationship with God, it's no good at all. Do I have any witnesses here? We need to learn to get a relationship relationship with him. And then look at what he says. He says, now we understand that he's our foundation, and we understand that the church is a fortress because the gates of hell will not prevail against it. We understand that. We understand that he asks a question, and he had a request, and we get the response from Peter and the revelation, and we find out that he is the rock. Do I have anybody here? He says in verse 19, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Now look at this. He turns around after we've realized that he's the architect. He turns around and gives us access. He gives us access because he says, here are the keys of heaven. Here are the keys to the kingdom. Amen. When you get the keys of the kingdom, the only way I can have a key, it means that I have access to stuff. The only way I have a key to my house is that I got access. Now, where I work, I have this thing, and it's like a key. And I can go anywhere in our company, and I can go to the gate and flash it, and it'll open up wherever I need to be. And nobody else really, not too many people have that access. And it's called all access. And so what we got to understand here is that God gave us all access. I wish I had somebody here. We got to understand he's given us all access. Now, what has he given us? He's given us access to healing, but we don't access it. He's given us access to deliverance, but we don't know how to receive it. I wish I had somebody. We think we got to wrestle with people. We think we got to let them turn their heads around and scream and holler. No, receiving deliverance can happen right where you are by the word of God. I wish I had somebody. You can get access to the prosperity, to the peace of God, to the joy of the Lord. You can get access to whatever God has, but you have to access it by faith and relationship with him. Come on and say amen. And so when we look at the access that we have access by the keys. Now, when I think about the keys, I think about how the person that would have most of the keys would be the custodian. If you go to the school, the custodian would have, he have so many keys, he have them on a ring hanging off his belt loop. Why? Because he's the custodian. And if nobody else has the keys, he has the keys. There's nothing hidden to him. And see, that's the thing we have to understand, that when we are the church, nothing is hidden unto us. But we don't handle it just right. Sometimes God will reveal to you when people aren't for you, but we don't handle it right. We turn around, I'm just going to tell them off. But God didn't let you know this because he wants you to tell them off. He wanted you so you can love the hell out of them. Preach anyway. He wanted you to love them till they can't hate you. He wants you to show them who he really is. He's not telling you so that you can get mad with them. He's not telling you so that you can talk about them and get people on your team and tell them, don't talk to him because look what he tried to do to me. No, that's not what God wants. God wants you and your team to show them how to be on God's team. Do I have any witnesses here? We need to get past ourselves and realize that discernment is not for our personal use. So many people hollering about, I got discernment. No, you just nosy. That's what it is. You ain't discerning. You just know something about them and you want everybody else to know. If you had real discernment, you would just pray. If you had real discernment, you would approach that person and start to minister to them so that whatever evil in their heart, you would run it out with the word of God. You would flush it out. That's what the church would do. Do you know that's what the church does? The church is the power. The church has access to whatever. And since I got access, I can enter into your life and I can run the devil out of your mind. Do I have any witnesses here? Because of my access, I'm not on anybody else's level. I'm on God, whatever level God put me on. I'm on the church's level. Do I have any witnesses here? And so when you got access, it's just like the custodian. And so what am I saying? He give you the keys to the kingdom. Who did he give the keys to? He gave them to the church. So what is the church? The church is a custodian to the kingdom. Lord, help me here. The church is a custodian to the kingdom. And so what is my job? What does a custodian do? Every time somebody mess up, I straighten up. Every time there's a mess to be cleaned up, I know where to get the broom and the mop. Oh, come on and say amen. I'm not complaining because it's part of my job. I'm supposed to do this. What does the custodian do? The custodian makes sure the door is open so that when people get there, they can walk on in. Do I have any witnesses here that say, I'm a custodian to the kingdom? I'm part of the church. I realize that I'm here to clean up messes. I'm here to straighten up where they messed up. I'm here to open up doors. I'm here to make sure the floor is shining. I'm here to make sure the windows are all right. I'm here to make sure that the temperature is right, that the environment is conducive for the things of God to happen. I'm here to make sure that we got an environment that miracles can happen. I'm here to make sure that we got an environment where people can be saved. I'm here to make sure, do I have any witnesses? That's what the church is supposed to do. And that's why the gates of hell cannot prevail against us, because if we do our job, I know I'm a custodian to the kingdom. And when you look at a custodian, when the custodian is at the school, he only answers to the principal. Do I have any witnesses? The custodian answers to the one who's in charge, so they can get mad all they want. Come on and say amen. I need to make sure you got a seat. Come on and say hallelujah. I need to make sure as the church that we got enough seats for everybody in the church. I need to make sure there's room for you at the cross. Do I have any witnesses? But not only does he give us access, but when I look at this, when I look at what he said further, he said, I give you the keys of the kingdom so you can open up whatever man has locked, so that you can have access to whatever God has in store. And the only way you can get what God has in store is if you have access to it. You can't access it and have one foot in the church and one foot in the world. You got to say, I'm all the way in. I may make some mistakes, but I'm in the church. I may not be all the way what I should be. God's still working on me, but I'm still in the church. Do I have any witnesses? That's what the church is supposed to do. We're not supposed to talk about everybody else. We're supposed to make sure we talk about Jesus, because he is the one that built the church. Come on and say amen here. And then when I look a little further, he said, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And so what am I saying here? He said, not only will the church have a foundation and the church be a fortress, but the church will have favor. Not only did Jesus make a request and show that he is the rock, but here's the result of it. You have an architect that gives you access, and then he gives you authority. Anybody here realize you got authority? God has given you authority. What kind of authority? He's giving you authority to open with your keys, and he's giving you authority to overcome and to oppose the enemy. Do I have anybody that say, I have authority? First he says that you have power to be able to bind on earth, and he'll bind it in heaven. I wondered why God said that. He was saying that he'll bind it, you bind it on earth, and he'll bind it in heaven. He said, you fight the earthly battle, and I'll fight the heavenly battle. You got to understand this. Then my mind went back to Daniel, and the Bible said while Daniel fasted, there was an angel released that went to fight against the one that was fighting against him. You see, there is some demons that's fighting against you, and maybe you can't see them, but God looks, sits high, and he looks low, and he sees what you're fighting against, and he sends Michael, the warring angel, the general of the host of God, and he fights against the devil to let the devil know, I kicked you out of this heaven and you fell down to this one, and you're causing havoc here. I can hold you up here and kick you out of that if I want to. Do I have any witnesses? The reason why the devil is the prince of the air is because he don't really have no place, not in the third heaven where God is, nor in the earth where man is, because man has authority because we're in the church. Do I have any witnesses? Say, I got authority. And so the devil is causing havoc by doing it in the heavenly realm so that it'll reach the earthly realm. But what God is saying is that I've worked this out, that if you say something, I'm going to do exactly what you say, because you got access. You have authority. Do I have anybody? He said, whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And so if you got a chaos and you begin to lose peace, then God say, my peace, I give you my peace, not as the world give it, but I give you my peace, the kind of peace that even when the storm arise, you say, it's gonna be all right. The kind of peace that when the doctor give you a diagnosis, you say, God has the last say so. The kind of peace when everybody talks about you, you say, I got a feeling that everything is gonna be all right. I got authority to loose peace. And he said, loose it. So let me loose joy. For some of y'all looking at me like y'all sad and don't know the troubles I've seen. May you have joy. What kind of joy? He said, joy unspeakable and full of glory. What kind of joy is that? It's the kind of joy that say, I'm happy and I don't know why. I should be crying, but I feel all right. I should be complaining, but I believe I claim what the Lord has for me. Do I have anybody that say, I got joy, unspeakable joy. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Do I have anybody that say, I got authority? I got authority to overcome. Now, what does overcome mean? It means to come over. I can come over anything. If the devil put it in my way, I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my own testimony. Revelation 12 and 11, it lets us know if I keep testifying and the blood covers me, no matter what gets in my way, I can come over it. That's why Paul said, it's like running a race with the hurdles in the way. Paul said, let me run this race with patience so I can leap the hurdles and forget which is behind me and reach forth to what is before me. Say yeah. Say yeah. He said, I got power to overcome evil. Now, how do we overcome evil? He said, overcome evil with good. Do I have any witnesses? Say yes. And I overcome evil with good. Now, how do I do that? He said, pray for those that despitefully use you. He said, turn the other cheek. Oh, come on and say yeah. He said, when your brother sin against you, he said, forgive him. Come on and say yes. Do I have anybody that say, I'm going to pray for him? That's what you need to tell your enemy instead of you getting mad with him. Say, enemy, I got a Hallmark card for you. And at the end of it, I'm signing this, that I'm going to pray for you. Praise his name. Say yeah. Anybody here realize today that he's given you authority to overcome the wicked? Come on and say yeah. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies, came to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host shall arise against me. Oh, come on and say amen. There's one thing I am confident. One thing I desire of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell, sound like in the church house, I may dwell in the house of the Lord and inquire in his temple. Do I have anybody that say, I'm going to be the church? I'm not just going to church, but I am the church. Say yes. We'll have authority not only to overcome, but to oppose the devil. You see, we got it all wrong. You ask somebody, what's the opposite of God? They say the devil. Oh, no, no. The devil is not opposite of God. The devil is opposite of you, because the devil is not powerful. He's not all powerful like God is. So you got to oppose the devil, because he comes like an angel of light. He don't have a fork in his hand and a pointed tail. Sometimes he wear cologne. Sometimes he wear perfume. Sometimes he wear makeup. Sometimes he wear alligator shoes. Somebody say amen here. And you got to oppose him, no matter who he is. No matter what he does, we got to oppose the devil. We got to come against the devil. How do I do that? By praying for the saints. The Bible says in Ephesians 6 that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Come on and say yeah. But against principalities, against powers, evil wickedness in high places. He said, therefore, put on the whole armor of God. He said, put the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, have your loins girt about with truth, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith. Do I have any witnesses? Well, say yes then. Do I have anybody that say, I'm putting it all on? Why does he say, put on the whole armor? Because the whole armor is Jesus himself. Say yeah, the whole armor. Jesus is salvation. Jesus is righteousness. Jesus is truth. Jesus is the gospel. Jesus is faith. Because I can't see him, but I know he's there. He's the sword of the spirit. Because I got Jesus as my weapon of my protection. Say yeah. Say yes. Anybody here say, I know why the gates of hell cannot prevail. I know, preacher, because Jesus, he's the architect, and he gave me access, and he gave me authority, and since he gave me all that, you can't beat God-given, because he gave me all that. I begin to tally it up in my mind, and I say, I know something now. What do you know, preacher? I know he's all right. Hallelujah. Anybody with me? If you're with me, stand to your feet and say, I know it. Say, I know he's all right. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, in case you didn't know, I'm here to let you know that I know he's all right. Yay. Yes. You see, I got to tell you this. I may not know three things. I may not know two things. But one thing I know. I know he's all right. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Why is he all right? Because he brought me up from a horrible pit. Because he took me up. He turned my life around. Placed my feet on a solid ground. Now every time I turn around, the Lord, I say the Lord, he keeps making a way. He done it every time. Every time I look around and I look back at what he's done, it makes me want to shout, makes me want to dance, makes me want to tell somebody that he'll be with you. Come on and say yes. Won't the Lord do it? Won't he heal your body? Won't he save your soul? Won't he, won't he? Won't he, won't he? Won't the Lord bless you? Won't the Lord give you? Won't the Lord be your friend when everybody leave you behind? Won't he do it? If the Lord will do it, won't you say yeah? Say yeah. I know he's all right. Hallelujah. The gates of hell shall not prevail. Anybody know that? Ain't no way the gates of hell can prevail against you. Oh yeah, the Bible even says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will lift up a standard. The Bible says that no weapon, preach that with me, tell your neighbor, say, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Now thank the Lord for that. Hallelujah. No weapon, no weapon.